To order. We'll begin as we always begin with doing introductions, and I think we've got somebody new to introduce himself, so we'll begin there. Yeah.
Yes, sir. My name's Richard Harrell. I'm Assistant Chief of Police at Columbia Police Department over the Bureau of Professional Standards. I just took that role a couple weeks ago, so don't be too hard on me.
Okay.
I've been with the department about 20 years and worked in various capacities, from patrol to training to policy and a few other things. So I've been around a little bit, and I hope that I can help y'all with whatever you need here.
Great.
Well, welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here, Richard. Steph, we'll just go right around the table, so to speak.
Steph Yocum, Human Rights Commission.
Harry Castillo, board member.
Ed Robinson, board member.
Denise Blazek, board member.
Doug Hunt, board chair.
Stephanie Coleman, board member.
Earl Kraus, city legal department.
Staff liaison.
Thank you. We'll begin by asking for approval of the agenda. Which you've all looked at by now. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as written?
I'll make a motion to approve it as written.
Coleman, second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. We'll go for minutes. And again, we'll begin with draft. I think we'll do these one at a time. Draft open session minutes, which were attached. First of all, does anybody have any obvious corrections? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes as written for the open session.
I'd like to abstain from that vote because I wasn't here and I haven't seen the minutes. Okay.
But we nonetheless can have a motion.
I make a motion.
Harry's got the Harry Castillo moves. I'll second the motion to approve those open session minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And then closed session minutes, which were sent out. There, I don't think we can do any corrections on the spot, so I'll just ask for a motion to approve the closed session minutes as written.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second that.
Okay. Moved and seconded to approve the closed session minutes, and we'll say all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Okay. All right. Old business, we're getting an update on the status of our cards.
Yes, so there was a suggestion to provide a mock-up of business-sized cards. You have the flyers. I think most of you received a stack of flyers. We did get those printed. But we do have a mock-up of a business-sized card if you're interested in having that printed. We had budget for the flyers, and there also should be enough budget for business cards if you're interested in doing those. And I can pass those out now so you can take a look at the mock-up.
Great.
But the design mirrors the current flyers that you have and should contain most of the information as small as it can be made on a business size card.
I have the same problem over and over.
Thank
And I think in a fairly legible way.
Actually, not too small.
I'm saying as somebody who just had his eyes operated on yesterday, I'm going, but even I can read. So that's a good sign. Yeah.
The QR code works.
Good. That's
I was getting
excellent.
Ready to try that.
Good to test that.
Test. All right. Excellent. All right. I don't think this requires any motion unless people see something that troubles them on this. Let's assume that we'll just adopt this. It is an echo of the cards that we've been, the whatever we call those that we've been looking at.
Flyers, rat cards.
Right, rat cards, right. Okay. let's assume that that's, we're done with that then. That looks great. You need to think about how many we need to print, don't you?
Yeah, usually it's based off the estimate for cost value. I know with the rat cards, the best value was printing 1,000 of them. So it's usually about 500 for business cards. And that way there's plenty for you to have and pass out and have another stack of them.
Okay, I think that should last us handsomely. So let's go with that.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Thank you.
We've got a budget update on the agenda. I'm confess myself to be ignorant about what we're going to learn, so I'm eager to learn.
Yes. Yeah, so for the FY26 budget, which begins October 1st, I believe Rose had shared with you a few months ago what your proposed expenses would be for the next year. Looking at the budget going forward for FY26, there are some cuts required to make sure that we balance that budget. And the clerk had asked that we provide an estimate or a proposed cuts for the various expenses to the council to approve. Council has seen those, and I was just going to read those off to you, the suggested proposed cuts. So for printing, we had originally requested 800, and the proposed cut took it down to 600. So there's still a printing budget. There is nothing for postage, but I added 100, so I moved some funds around just because we do use postage for mailing some letters. The food and drink budget went from 1,400 to 1,000, so there's still a budget there. Travel and training, which I'll talk about a little bit here in a minute, went from 25,200 to 15,000. And then contractual services went from 10,950 to 8,000. So overall, total cut of 13,000. And I can share this out to everyone and as well as add it to the minutes. But looking at the travel and training budget, that included any of your attendance to the NICOLE conference, which will be in October, I believe, 25th through 30th or 26th through 30th of 2025 in Minneapolis. And I was wondering if anyone had planned to attend that this year. So we do have one for sure. Anyone else?
I may be able to this year.
Okay.
I've been unable to.
I wanted to last year, and I was unable to. And I feel more prepared to go this year anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are the dates again?
October 26th through 30th. And I'll send out, Peyton will send out something to the board to get the official, your official, whether you're going or not. But I just wanted to kind of get a count of who was interested in going. So it looks like so far two that are interested.
Yeah,
three.
Where is it?
Minneapolis. Yep.
But I went last year, so if only certain number can go, I'll be on the
Minneapolis
backup
is
team.
Also a cheaper yeah. destination, so I wonder if three of us would be able to go.
Yeah. Okay. And like I said, I'll share these proposed cuts with the board as well as put them in the minute so you have an idea. I don't believe the city manager would do any additional cuts, I believe is what he shared with the clerk. So as long as council approves this, this will be the budget for FY26.
Right. I wonder if we need a motion to approve the budget. In many contexts, you do, but I'm pretty comfortable with this myself unless we can say that we're in effect doing it by acclamation or whatever term we want, if somebody wants to.
Do we actually have any control over
that's,
it anyway?
Yeah, that's.
We might not.
We'll just say okay, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm not going to say okay if we don't have control over it.
For one thing, the reduction in the entertainment budget works pretty well given the change in our mission, more or less, that we are not doing those sort of educational sessions that we had done before for the public. So I would think we can certainly deal with that. So, okay, let's assume we're happy with that then. Now I'm going to announce, I mentioned this to a couple of board members that, and it all has to do with the way holidays get handled. I'm in another board meeting that I have to do a presentation in at 6:30. So I will be leaving at that point. We will have a quorum for this and for the open session. So it doesn't need to necessarily undo our business. I just don't want people to be rattled when I get up and leave. So I think that the next item is probably the most important in the open meeting agenda, which is legal restrictions on dialogue between the CRPB and the chief of police in cases of alleged misconduct. I had asked Earl to get us going on this at any rate and have him talk about the restrictions as he sees them, and then people may have observations or questions that they want to ask as we go on. So.
Okay, great. Real quickly, before we get into that, once you need to go, is there one of you that prefers to lead the meeting then at that point? Because we don't have our vice chair here either.
Right, exactly. Well, I was sort of imposing on Stephanie.
Okay.
Denise would like
Unless
to.
Denise,
I know she's...
Both of you have been on longer.
No, thanks.
Okay. All right.
All right, very good.
All right.
Okay, so...
I got voluntold. Did you hit it?
All right, so yeah, we had spoken about this a bit prior to the meeting, and then I know the board, we've had this discussion a little bit at prior board meetings, and that's, you know, what you can talk about and where at the meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, in open session, and related to this, or what authority do you point to, there's a Sunshine Law in Chapter 610, but then there's also... Section 509-502 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri regarding essentially the appeals process that you have here. And then related to that is the city ordinance, which falls within or complies with that statute. So for open meetings like this, you can certainly talk about processes, practices, general procedures with the police. I think this came up. Can people hear me when I lean back like that? I think this came up with regard to potential questions for the police department or Chief Schlute about normal practices and processes of the police department and how they act with regard to specific complaints, which may then result in appeals that go to this body, and how to talk about those. Because, of course, when the appeals come to this body, those are closed matters. You go into closed session to address those appeals, and that information is not publicly available. And then this board makes a recommendation back to the chief that eventually leads to a final determination, which goes to the board and that officer and the complainant and that sort of thing. So there's lines to draw as to what you can talk about. For example, well, not what you can talk about, where you can talk about it. You can talk about all these things. It's just where and when. So if you have a question about, say, a specific appeal and a situation that happened in an appeal, you can talk about that in closed session. That's where you get the appeal. That's where you deliberate on the appeal. You make your recommendations to the chief on that, and that's where you talk about those things. If you say, well, yeah, but I'd like to talk about an issue related to that in open session with the police department, say, how do you do that? Well, you can't talk about that specific case, even if you don't use the names, because you're still talking about the case. And there are people in this world who know, oh, that's my case. They're talking about it in open session. Can't do that. But you can ask a question about normal practices. For example, how does the police department typically handle a situation where there's multiple officers at an incident, and there's a complaint against only two of those, and maybe it's not clear whether there are issues as to what happened with maybe three of those. How is that handled process-wise in any instance like that that comes before the police department? That's completely okay to talk about in open. No names. It's not mirroring an actual complaint. And you can talk about that and find out what the normal practice is, what the policy says, what the best practices are of the police department in those instances. You can't say, well, yeah, but you're telling me this. In such and such a case, such and such happened. Why is that? Well, Now you've crossed over into an individual case that's already been before the body, or maybe is currently before the body, that you address in closed, and so you can only address those specific things on specific cases in closed.
Let me pause there, because I want to make sure that I understand the thing that, and everybody else understands what the thing that you just said. So if you want to talk about the specifics of a case, you're saying if it's still under appeal, we can talk about it in closed session. But if we want to talk about the specific of a case that the chief has offered, has arrived at her final determination on, we can't talk about that in closed session. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. If you have if you want to discuss a case that you've already heard, you've already made your recommendations to the chief, and then at the next meeting or a meeting after that or a meeting after that, you want to re-delve into that case in closed session with whichever police representative is there, the chief or another officer, you would not be able to do that because you've already resolved that case. You can't go back into it again because there are certain rights that officer would have, that the complainant might have, due process rights that would be potentially trampled upon if you do that. That case is done, it's over, you've made your recommendations, that one's finished. Now, I'll add to that, though, that if you have process, best practice concerns, that don't necessarily relate only to that case, you can ask about those in open session, mm-hmm. like the hypothetical question I just put out there, because it doesn't relate to any kind of specific case. I hope that answers that question. That's a difficult line to draw sometimes. But there would be no decision if you try to go get back into a case.
I'm extremely disappointed, but I'll accept it. I don't feel that is very communicative on the department's behalf.
Well, and I'm referring to, like when I started, to what the law requires. There are due process rights built into this whole appeal process for the complainant, for the officers, responsibilities for the board. You have to follow those. Everyone does. And once those are done, they're done. If you delve back into them, you're now going against what those requirements in the law say.
So a consequence would be if the board, looking at a particular case, makes a particular recommendation to the chief, and then the chief closes the case, we cannot find out how the chief responded to. We can't ask in open session or closed session how the chief responded to our recommendation. Is that correct?
Responded.
I don't think that's correct.
I guess I'm trying to understand what you mean.
Let's use your hypothetical, as a matter of fact. Then you gave us the hypothetical of the complaint pointed to two officers. There may have been a third officer involved. The board expresses concerns about whether there was a violation by the third officer and says so. The chief makes a final determination on the first two officers. The case is closed. We cannot, in closed session or open session, either one, it sounds like, have a discussion. Yeah, but what about the third officer?
I think that's right.
Yeah, that's very
I think your jurisdiction has ended when you send your recommendations to the chief. And that's not me. That's not
no. I know
me
it's not
imposing that. That's what it says. So now I think you could ask the chief the question similar to one I posed earlier. How are these handled? How do you normally do this? I want to understand the process. But delving back into the appeal, once you've done your part, is not something you're able to do.
Reopening, well, I wanted to clarify that it was my understanding that in an instance like this, we would not be reopening a case to potentially change a decision. It would simply be examining to ask questions. So it's not like our final, our decision would remain final, is my understanding, that we would simply have the ability to ask context and follow-up case particular questions, that this would not be a reexamination to rejudge or, you know, anything like that. There would just be questions.
If I'm following what you're saying, we're not saying, let's go back to the hypothetical that is on the table. We're not saying we want an investigation into that third officer with an eye toward perhaps discipline. We're just saying we want to know what happened, mm-hmm. right?
Do I feel that there should be a process for then examining that third officer when we have observed violations? Yes. Does the state care about things like that? No. I understand we cannot influence or change that outcome, but the ability to ask a question specific to a department would be nice.
But I think we're all hearing from Earl, and I just want to be very clear about this. It was the reason I thought it was important to be on the agenda. We're being told that we cannot do that. We cannot say we're unhappy about how a given case was resolved from what we can tell. You may have done a lot of other things, but for what's been revealed to us, we still have concerns about the case. Could you tell us what happened? That's not allowed.
Correct.
In closed session or in open.
That was my understanding based off of.
Okay.
I have a question. Yeah. So we're in that, let's go back to that same scenario. We've reviewed, we're seeing that there are two officers that had a complaint pressed against them. We've reviewed all of the body cam footage. We see a clear violation of a policy or a procedure by a third unnamed person. Can I make a complaint about that person after reviewing that information? Can I, as a citizen, say I want to make a complaint about what I saw in that video?
It was my understanding that we could not.
The information that you have is closed information in your role as a board member, and you would not be able to share that outside of your role in the closed session at the board meeting, which making a complaint about that would violate that requirement.
So we are a review board that is being presented an investigation and its findings. We can make our own assessment on it, but we're not going to be given any context if we have questions about the investigation or anything like that. They're not gonna just showing us what they're doing.
Seems like a placebo board.
Yeah, it is. It's just another way.
But I would think that, not that we would tell them, but I feel like if the complainant said, oh, well, what about this person? I think they could not open it up, but file a different complaint for a different officer, because there's still timelines and things like that. So citizens still would have a right to to do such a thing.
We could not.
But we could not.
Yeah. Ed, you look like you were going to say something.
Yeah, well, that answered my question.
Okay. Well, I think that's where we are. I sent a note to the board about, you know, the reasons that we were having this discussion. I too find it very concerning. I want to make it clear that I personally, by and large, looking at the conduct of officers as we see it when we're reviewing complaints, see lots of good behavior and positive things. I don't have a negative thing. But the idea of having a police oversight board that if it saw something terribly wrong and reported it to the department would not be allowed to know how the department reacted is troublesome.
This is not dissimilar from our discussion previously about the difference between the process before the board and then HR actions, personnel actions, which none of us here have the ability to know what those are, even potentially in cases where you're the one who made the complaint. You don't know what the disciplinary action, if any, from personnel standpoint what's taken, what's not taken, what the status of that is. It's a personnel HR matter. It's closed. You don't get to know. Sometimes you'd really like to know, but you don't get to.
Well,
what if, go ahead. What if individual and human punishment and HR agreements are of less importance versus changing department policy and procedure to form better and more thorough investigations? What if we don't care about the actions against one individual officer, that we would care that future investigations are carried out properly?
Well, and that's where I was going with the question for, again, you know, the chief or assistant chief Oral. What are the practices today with regard to a complaint, where this, that, and the other? Not regarding a specific case, but something that you're concerned about. What are those today? Can they be this other practice? Why are they not this other practice? Please explain that to me. I think you can have those discussions in open session, and those would be good discussions. Not about a specific case. And again, you know, that case is resolved. If you were to delve back into it, even just to question it, there are rights that others, certainly to notice, hey, you're going to take this up again, even if it's just a question. They may have the right to potentially appear if you invite them in, just like in the previous process. But of course, none of that is spelled out as rights in the statute or the ordinance, because you're already done at that point. That's not even contemplated, taking it back up again for any purpose. That's the issue.
A lot of industries do postmortems. That's just what I was trying to think of it as.
My daughter, who works as a first responder and a flight nurse and whatnot, they just regularly do. I mean, not a question now of whether somebody is going to be punished for misconduct, but they do a case review and see. But I think we know that constraint. And I will just add, and then I do have to take off, that I had some hopes that as chair of the board, I could just have a discussion quietly with the chief about concerns that we had about a particular case, and hear enough from her to say, listen, your concerns were taken seriously. We looked it over and we're working on it, and we know why you're saying what you're saying. She felt uncomfortable with the idea of meeting with me individually. I thought that it needed to be more public than that. And so it does seem like sometimes particular cases are the only way to become a thorough understanding of things, and I lost that. I'm a little disappointed, but I'm also in two places at once, and so I'm going to.
Well, now, I'll say I hope that you all received the attachments to Doug's message that included the invite to Chief Schluti, her response to Doug and to the board, and then my message about the open-close stuff, too.
Right.
Hope you all saw those.
Is anyone else for sure that they don't want to do this?
All right.
I'm just saying.
All right. Stephanie's going to take over as chair, and I'm going to take off.
All right. Where are you off to?
I'm going right to that room where I'm in another.
He's on the. Are you on the land trust thing? Yep. Yeah, okay.
All right. Well, that's all for new business. Go to reports. Human Rights Commission report, Steph.
Yeah, we actually did not meet this month due to the holiday, but last month we met. What we're actually going to try and go for this fall is examining some of our downtown toileting issues and lack of facilities down there, because it's definitely leading to the trespassing and urination charges that aren't helping anyone, and the overcrowding of the jails that continue. So,
worthy cause.
For sure. The next item on the agenda is general comments by the public. I don't have any like little thing that I'm supposed to say. I don't know where any of that's at.
Well, let's see if there are any, there, any comments
by the
general public.
Are you interested in making it?
Okay, right. There you go.
There you go. You and me. I don't want to speak either.
Saved by the lack of participation.
No, darn the luck. All right, what about members of and staff?
Anybody? I won't be here in August.
Just for August, right? You're
just not. For August.
I was like, don't say I won't be here.
I'll be here. I love giving my opinion, even though no one wants to hear it.
All right, the next thing is to make a motion to go into closed session.
Hold tight, I got a question.
No.
Oh, go ahead.
My bad.
I don't know if it's just me, but I see a lot more police officers out. So did we do a...
We're more fully staffed for the first time in a staffing? Long time. Didn't they have a large hiring class finally ready to go about 3 months ago?
Yeah. Did we do some hiring?
We did. We have been hiring pretty regularly, so we've had a pretty good class increase. We have probably 20 or so positions left to fill. But comparatively to the last several years, we've done very, very well. So we're really looking forward to being almost fully staffed in the next 6 months.
Yeah.
If we keep going like we're going. So,
that's amazing.
So you're absolutely right.
Because you can feel it.
They were way understaffed.
You absolutely feel it. I mean, I see officers. You know? That's a good feeling to have that. You know, that you know that they're there if you need it. So,
yes, sir.
Yeah,
good.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
I was going to say, do we need to go into closed session?
Yes.
Yes.
We do?
And just one moment. I just had one other comment just from staff. Sorry. I wanted to open up that DeMarcus Thomas Brown has offered or agreed, if you'd like to have him come in to speak to the board about the new Office of Violence Prevention, he'd be willing to do that to attend one of the meetings. So if you wanted to think about it and think which meeting you'd like to invite him to, I can see if he's available for that. He's the new Violence Prevention Administrator.
Yeah, I think the board had previously expressed interest in him doing that, and we've checked with him, and he said
seriously,
sure.
Seriously, I'd be fine with, well, you won't be at the next one.
Whenever is good. If he wants to come to the next one, that's fine.
I mean, if he could come to the August one.
Okay.
I think that would be awesome.
Sure, yes, I'll check with the dates with him.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else? Any other comments? All right, now make a motion to go into closed session. Again, I don't have the little verbiage that I'm supposed to read. Of course you do. Okay. Motion to go into closed session to discuss records which are protected under disclosure by law, section 610.021.14 and section 590.502 RSMO. That's all I got to do. Motion?
I'll make a motion to go into closed.
I'll second that.
All right. Give me a second. Denise?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Stephanie?
Yes.
Ed?
Yes.
Yes.
And Steph.
I think
I got everyone.
Yes, we are ready.
All right, so we're in closed session, and we can move upstairs.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.